Good evening and welcome to Midnight Margaritas. We are
Soul
and I am Sky, and we are here tonight to talk to you about all things metaphysical. And some of the subjects we'll be touching on this evening will be breathing, because that's really important. We're going to talk about masks, EMF, satellites, health. Jump in anytime here. So.
Sure. Things that are hiding in plain sight.
We have a lot of that.
Yes, we do. COVID covert operations.
Ooh, interesting and
which
fun.
Which plays into the masks mm-hmm. and the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
All the little things happening around us that seem unimportant, insignificant, but all play a bigger role into a agenda, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's definitely an mm-hmm. agenda.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's get started.
Great, let's get started. Thanks, and hope you enjoy our show tonight. So, first thing we want to talk about is, let's talk about masks.
Okay.
Because that'll lead into
the breathing.
Things I want to talk about breathing.
Okay.
So, back in March, we were forced to basically lock down and go into our house and leave your job. And if you went out into public, you had to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit
mandatory,
later on, I think.
Mandatory masks. Mandatory masks in most places.
Right.
Shaming if you're not.
Oh, and whoa, let's talk about the shaming. I mean, sure. Mask shaming. Yeah, there are people out there that cannot wear masks. I mean, I'm one of them.
For legitimate reasons.
Even if I wasn't one of these people who blatantly will not wear a mask anyway, I cannot wear a mask. I can't do it. And my rights are that no one is allowed to ask me why I can't wear a mask, because that infringes on the HIPAA law.
Mm-hmm.
That HIPAA law is protecting my personal information. Oh, that's another thing we can talk about tonight,
yes,
too.
Yeah. So, our basic civil rights, too.
Our basic civil rights. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's get into the whole mask thing.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this?
Honestly, right from the get-go, I strongly felt that it was, for one, unnecessary. It didn't make sense to me. Even with the COVID virus being out there, in my mind, I'm like, what's a mask really going to do? Is it really going to protect us? Is it really going to keep you safe from this microscopic virus that, you know?
Right. Well, and if you look at it, okay, you think about somebody wearing a mask. Okay, are they healthy? If they're healthy, why are they wearing a mask?
Right.
Okay, so the people that aren't healthy, do they even know they're not healthy?
I mean, most people would say no.
So much controversy around this mm-hmm. this one topic. First of all, to answer your question about, you know, this, is it going to protect you? No, it's not going to protect you. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
You know, this is, I'm quite passionate about this. Number one, mm-hmm. because my profession, it's all about breathing. And number one, that mask is not going to protect you. I mean, the microscopic organisms it's not going to stop that.
No, definitely not.
It will stop the bacteria in your body, in your exhale.
From being
expelled. But it's not going to stop a virus molecule mm-hmm. particle from going. That'll just go right through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about this. Okay, let's think about this one. So it's not going to stop any virus from getting in and out. But it's going to block all of your toxins in your body.
Right.
And hold it in that mask. Now,
right,
I'm going to tell you right now, 70% of the toxins in your body are released in your exhale.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you're doing when you breathe back in?
While
wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. You're breathing that
back
into your body when you're supposed to be exhaling it,
right,
expelling it,
point.
Get rid of it. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
So number three, as human beings, we go through life, day-to-day life, And we're only breathing in a very, very small portion of oxygen in a very long period of time throughout a whole entire day.
And why is that?
Because we don't breathe properly.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Well, we're going deep into this. Hang on a second. Okay. So think about it. If you're breathing in this much, you know, very, very minute portion of
Sky oxygen. Sky is holding up her fingers about maybe an inch. Just to give you an example of
We could even go 2 inches. Point. Right. That's how much oxygen you breathe in a day. Mm-hmm. And the day is this long. Okay, so my arms are stretched as far as they can go. Mm-hmm. So do you think that's going to sustain your body, your healthy body? Because your body needs oxygen to be healthy, to heal, to do all kinds of different things. I mean, you need oxygen to survive. You can go without water for days. You can go without food for weeks. But can you go without oxygen?
Absolutely not.
For more than a few minutes? No, you can't. Or you're going to die. So what do you think these people are doing to us when they force you to wear a mask?
It's a very good question.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Okay, so now we have you're breathing in your own toxins back into your body. And you're not getting enough oxygen in your body without the mask, let alone putting the mask on your body. On your mouth. Mm-hmm. So how much oxygen do you think you're getting in your body now?
Definitely not enough.
Absolutely not enough. And what does that do? First of all, you're starving your brain of oxygen.
Yep. It's creating a perfect breeding ground for illness.
For disease. Mm-hmm. You're starving your body of oxygen, which creates disease. Because if your brain doesn't get enough oxygen, it reaches down into your organs and pulls from it. Them.
Mm-hmm. So you're depleted.
You're depleted of oxygen all the way around, your whole body. Think about that, guys. Come on, wake up. Don't shame the people who are not wearing masks.
Especially when they're healthy and they know they're healthy and they're aware of their body.
Right.
You know, they're aware of their health. They're paying attention.
This is fucking ludicrous. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm very passionate.
It's okay. Yeah, go for it. And I was going to ask or mention not only physically what it's doing to our bodies, but psychologically.
Right. Well, okay, let's get into that because, you know, oxygen in our body affects our brain, our mental capacity, which also affects our emotional being. We have all these faculties in our body. We have, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, and even our spiritual bodies. We are a unit that coexists within ourselves. And if we don't balance that and keep all that healthy, then we're going to break down. And bottom line, they're trying to kill everybody just by wearing a mask.
And the point of the mask, so they say, is to keep you healthy and protect you. Isn't that interesting?
That's crazy.
It's exactly the opposite.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And no offense, but the majority is accepting that.
Well, and not only are they accepting it, but they're also, like I said before, they're shaming people who don't wear masks. Okay. I've seen people, there was a video I saw a couple weeks ago, maybe. This woman, I think it was I want to say Indiana, but I'm not positive. Mm-hmm. But she went to her son's football game, wanted to watch his football game. All right. She's in the stands. Did you see this video?
I believe I did. Where
it was horrifying.
Guard
tased
her.
A police officer tased her and arrested her for not wearing
a mask.
Sitting on the bleachers with her family. And this the thing about this that hurt me the most, it really got me riled up, was there was only one woman trying to help her.
Nobody. They all just sat there recording
it. Everybody recorded it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no one went to help her. You know, if this happened in Britain, and I've seen videos in Britain and other countries of people being attacked by police officers and trying to arrest them for not wearing masks. But I've seen a rising up of other people coming to their aid and defending them.
And why is that not happening?
Fending off the police officers in other countries. Mm-hmm. This is America, folks.
What happened to our freedoms?
Wake the fuck up. Where are you, patriots?
Exactly.
You know, come together.
Eating
don't
their
shame
TV
your.
Yes. Sitting in front of the television.
Don't shame your neighbor for not wearing a goddamn mask. Mm-hmm. Stick up for them. Come to their aid. What happened? What happened to America?
Division.
Divide. I'm seeing this whole country just fall apart.
Fall apart.
And you know, the sad thing about this is 9/11. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest conspiracy cover-ups in the world. And everybody came together. There was a whole... Okay, it was horrific what happened. But people came, the whole country came together. Nobody fought. Nobody argued. Nobody ratted anybody out for whatever. I mean, it's crazy. But yet now here we are fighting the same evil people that created that mess in 9/11.
Right.
And you're not even willing to pull together, folks, and stand up for each other.
They're indoctrinated. They're shut down because they're not breathing.
They're definitely not breathing.
You know, they're not paying attention. They're not eating the right foods. They're disconnected. That's another one. You know, they're disconnected from their bodies, their spirituality.
Yeah.
So many different things happening on so many different levels. It's an attack on us.
It is an attack. And people don't see that because they're being brainwashed into seeing, into thinking that it's
yeah, like the virus is what, you know, is the problem here. But that's like...
The virus is a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's a distraction from all the things they're trying to cover up. Now let's get into some of this other stuff that they're trying to cover up.
Okay.
What happened as soon as we went into lockdown?
They put up...
Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Thousands of satellites
launched. Hundreds of thousands of satellites. 370,000 satellites in our orbit.
That's a little strange.
Around planet Earth.
What's the point of that?
As soon as everybody's locked up in their house.
And not really mentioned... There's no mention of it.
Building 5G towers all over the country, all over the world.
Place. The shutdown of schools. And wouldn't you know, they're putting up, you know...
Well, when everybody else is locked up in their house, what did they do to the school systems? Mm-hmm. They went into every school and they put in 5G. Mm-hmm. Well, you were all asleep. Wake the fuck up.
With, you know, hiding in your houses and afraid to leave and afraid of a virus that's not even that.
Doesn't even exist.
It's a bunch of shit. it's a bunch of shit. It's a
pile of shit.
It's a pile of shit.
Yeah, it's... And there's so many things about the virus too that don't even make any sense. I mean, if you people think there's a virus out there,
right?
Just check off the list, okay? I talked to a woman in the gun shop months ago.
Mm-hmm. In the gun shop.
In the gun shop. Because this brings up another little rabbit hole go down. She was in the gun shop because her husband told her, get her white privileged ass over to the gun shop, buy herself a gun so she can protect herself.
No shit.
From the BLM masses out there who are rioting. Or the mass chambers. And the mass chambers. But it was mostly about the BLM at that point in time because, you know, we've got these, that's a whole other, we'll get into that in a minute.
That's a thing, which we can touch upon at some point. Because it all comes together. It's all connected.
Well, that's the thing. Everything here is all interconnected and intertwined. And there's an agenda. Mm-hmm. And the layers and layers and layers of the lies are to manipulate and control us so that they can implement all these things
for their agenda. Yeah, and they seem like they're just little snippets, little small
bits and pieces that, you know.
Separate situations.
Like you said, hiding in plain sight. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you said.
Yeah. So, when you know where to look,
right?
It's apparent. But if you
it's obvious if you just open your eyes, even. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you don't know where to look, you just open your eyes. The media is not going to talk about it because media is all propaganda.
And it's all
And they're
owned.
Paid by the elite.
Exactly. They're and all owned by the same people pushing this agenda.
The same 1%, mm-hmm. 10 people, 10 bloodlines, or how many bloodlines there are. Three, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I thought
there's
was
a few
13.
Of them, but they're all. Is it 13?
I think it's 13.
Yeah, 10 and 3.
10 and 3. There we go.
Yeah, it's all the same bloodlines that own everything in the world. Okay, so your media isn't going to tell
strings.
You. They're all pulling the strings. You're just puppets. They're all puppets. So you're not going to get the information. I'm in the gun shop, And this woman is buying her first gun. She has no idea what she's doing. And we get talking.
Was she wearing a mask?
No, none of us were wearing masks. Oh, I should, and I won't tell you what gun shop it is.
Definitely don't do that.
But anyway, so we're talking, and all of a sudden she tells me, "Oh yeah, I supposedly had COVID." I looked at her and says, "Really?" I said, "Tell me about that." Well, she got tested. She was feeling kind of funky, having, you know, some symptoms, hard time breathing.
But everything's COVID now, so.
Oh, everything is COVID. I mean, I think basically she was describing like an asthma attack or something like that. I don't know. But the thing that got me was she got through all that, but she ended up with one of her, like her big toe turned black. And she couldn't figure out what it was. She was like, why is my toe black? Nobody could figure out what it was. But guess what? She was diagnosed as COVID toe.
COVID toe.
Look it up, folks.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a COVID thing. Toe. And COVID if you toe. Haven't heard about it, look it up. It's a bunch of bullshit that's been created. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Every symptom under the sun is now attributed to
COVID toe.
Yeah. I can believe it, actually. I can believe it. Because it's so ridiculous.
And she even thought it was ridiculous.
I forget who it was, but someone told me that someone that they were talking to, or their friend or something, had a COVID black toe.
Yeah, maybe it was the same person.
Yeah, maybe it was Sky telling that same story. No, it was different. Yeah, but it's, you know, a runny nose.
Ringing in the ears.
Yeah, tinnitus. Yeah, everything is now attributed to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you have COVID.
there was a thought that came into my mind as you were telling me that story. Can I retrieve it? No, it's gone, but it'll come back to me.
So basically, you know, COVID is just a. It's just a, I can't even go there anymore. I'm so sick of it.
I'm sick of it too. It's kind of annoying to even talking about it, yeah, but it's, it's important to
but
talk
everything
about
is connected to this. Right. This is like the foundation for their.
It is the foundation for their bigger
agenda.
Right. Which is Agenda 21.
Agenda 21.
Right.
Which also wasn't supposed to happen until 2025.
Right, which again.
Which they've done a fast track and sped up the timeline.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 2030, podcast. I think it was initially. 2030 was what?
2025, I think, was the beginning of, you know, when everything was supposed to have been completed by 2030, I think.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, part of where we're talking now is because all of this stuff is happening at a faster rate. And like I said earlier, there's all these things hiding in plain sight, these little things that are happening all around the world that are infringing on our rights, that are affecting us on many levels, you know, physically, emotionally, all of the above, right? And it just seems, it's like you turn around, there's something else. And, you know, why is that happening? You know, what is going on? And why are not more people freaking out? And
well, that's the thing. That's why I can't wrap my brain around that. People should be saying, what the fuck is going on?
They should be saying, what the fuck?
But no.
I know I say it every day.
No, they have their blinders on and they tuck their head down and they walk in their own little, you know, bubble and they keep 6 feet from
and they stare at you when you don't have a mask. Or,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they like move away from you. And
like you have some sort of, you know.
Disease. Mm-hmm. Because you're not wearing a mask.
I tried to go to, I don't love to go to Walmart, but I desperately needed to get printer ink. And it was due to COVID reasons. You can't order anything online right now because it's out of stock.
Everything's out.
So I had to go to Walmart and I refused to wear a mask. And they had a security guard out front.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, ma'am, you need to wear your mask. And I said, no, I don't. And he said, well, then you're not welcome to come into the store. You have to leave. And I was like, you're kidding me. Did I freak out a little bit? I freaked out. I was like, this is absolute bullshit. Like, this is my constitutional right. And then there was another woman backing up. And they basically kind of like got in my face and said, no, we are not allowing you to go into the store.
And the only reason why they won't allow you to go into the store is because there's somebody in there who's going to rat them out with the governor. And the governor is going to fine the store.
And that's what he said.
Thousands of dollars.
That's what the security guard said. He said, I'm sorry. It's my job. This comes from the governor.
Yep.
I don't believe in it. I don't want to wear this stupid thing, but this is my job and I have to enforce it. And yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, people don't believe in it, but what they're doing is they're complying. They're acquiescing.
Yeah, they're compliant.
They're complying.
Complacent.
Very complacent. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll lay down and let you kick me.
Because I feel safer. I mean, what is the rationale?
No, that's bullshit.
It?
I'm sorry. Nobody feels safer.
No.
They don't. It doesn't make you feel safe. Think about it. How can that even be possible? Wearing a fucking nappy over your face.
I don't know. That's the craziness to me that I go around and I look at people and I'm like, do they really feel like they're protected? I mean, I don't know. It's just
they're killing themselves.
Yeah.
They're starving their body of oxygen. They're breathing in their own toxins.
It's flu season.
They're breathing in their own carbon monoxide.
Yeah. They're priming their bodies.
To get sick and die. And then it'll be diagnosed as COVID after their death.
Exactly. Does that kind of coincide with maybe the vaccination that they're trying to fast track?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to touch upon that a little bit?
Or do we want to talk about that right now?
Do we want to go there right now, or should we?
Let's hold off on that one. We'll wait for later on down the line there, because we got a lot to cover tonight.
And what about the EMFs?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because you know what? We talked about the satellites a little bit being released as soon as we went into lockdown, the 5G towers that went up.
You have to ask why now? You know, why now are they fast tracking this stuff?
Right in plain sight under our noses when we were locked away in our houses. Mm-hmm. This happened.
Right.
There was no way to even vote anywhere on this as a free country. We're in America. And Americans probably are, obviously, we're not allowed to voice our opinions on anything anymore.
No, basically, like you said, we're complacent. We just give up and give our rights away.
Yeah, and if you look at this whole thing, there is so many things that have happened that should have gone through Congress to allow these things to happen, and nothing did. It just, okay, we're going to put these 370,000 satellites up here. We're going to build all these, towers across the world, and we're going to turn them on while you're locked in your fucking houses. Mm-hmm. And when you come out, you won't even notice them.
Nope, too distracted by people not wearing
that. That's exactly it.
I keep going back to that, but it's true. You know?
It is true. It's so true. And in case you people don't know what this 5G does, this is an electromagnetic field that interacts with your own personal electromagnetic field, because we're
frequencies.
We're vibration. We are a vibration. Every person, every being, everything that lives and breathes, plants, animals, you name it, insects, we're all vibration, and we are an electromagnetic.
We are.
Entity.
Basically, an electric.
Yes, we are.
Running type machine.
Yeah. And when you saturate that with radiation, because that's what these 5G is, it's radiation. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a microwave.
It is. Basically, we're being cooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it goes from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, having hot flashes.
Yeah, me too. Just full on chills.
It's quite an experience, because you feel like that. Oh, I know something else we need to talk about. This brain went somewhere else.
Okay.
Squirrel.
Squirrels.
But when you feel that sensation of being in that area where you have an foreign electromagnetic field coming through you and coming at you, and you're being bombarded with that, you can seriously feel it from the inside of your brain. Mm-hmm. Your head starts to get hot, and it expands from the inside out, and it creates this heat wave throughout your entire body. It's crazy. I mean, I'm very sensitive to energy. I'm actually a metaphysicist, so I know all about this stuff, and you are too, soul.
Same, yes.
So we know how that affects us, and we know what it feels when you're near something that's sending out a vibration like that. people who are super sensitive to this but are not aware of what it is, it may affect you in many different ways.
Anxiety,
headaches, nausea, vomiting, hard to breathe, restricted breath. Your lungs may feel like you're tightening.
Disoriented,
ringing in the ears,
vertigo.
All kinds of things, and a lot of the symptoms that you're hearing from COVID
are actually
are the same sort of symptoms that a dose of 5G might give you.
Exactly.
So now I did some research on this early on, and I look back when this whole thing first started to see where the concentrated cases of COVID were. And I compared that to where the new 5G systems were put in. Lo and behold, they were the same places, same cities, same areas, same regions, and same countries.
Wuhan,
New York City.
Italy, I think.
Certain areas in Italy. Georgia, because I have friends down in Georgia. In the Brunswick, Georgia area, Florida area. Jacksonville, that area, there were 5G towers that were just turned on. I'm talking back in
March.
Well, this was actually a little before that. I went back to January and started researching this in January. That makes sense. And saw some cases popping up and compared it to where the 5G towers were, and they were they were coinciding in the same places. So, yeah. I mean, you can have the same symptoms through, if you're sensitive to the vibrations and the energy that the EMF from the 5G puts out, then you're gonna get sick, and you might have some of these symptoms. It's not necessarily COVID. You need to protect yourself. So let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
So things that you can do, especially right now, because they're really amping up the frequencies on those. They're really turning them on. So it's more and more saturating the planet. We are we're being blanketed. If you think about, I don't know, I could be wrong on the number, but the number 370,000 sticks in my brain.
For the satellites?
Satellites around the planet. Okay. Yeah, so if that many, I mean, if you look at it and you connect them all. You connect them all together. It creates this literally a web.
Right.
Around planet Earth.
Completely.
And then that frequency is sent down to all those towers on Earth. So what they have done,
in which the 5G towers are like normal cell towers are spaced out.
Right.
The 5G towers are, they the way they work, they have to be,
they're a lot closer. They're like right on, like street lamps.
Every single block, basically.
Yeah, like every so many 100 feet or something. I know, I don't know the exact number, but I know they're a lot closer. They're a lot compact. So you literally have created a web over the planet. And what that has done for our own frequencies, which is a natural biological frequency that is connected to Earth's frequency and the universe's frequency, it's cut us off. It's cut us off from God.
That is part of the agenda.
Exactly. It's cut us off from connecting to higher spirit, higher self, universal power, universal energy, whatever you want to call it. It's cutting us off from that. And what was one of the first things that they did when they locked us up? Shut down the churches. So people don't have a place to go to feel like they belong and to feel like they're empowered. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's ironic that they shut down places like that, but, you know, the Walmarts are still...
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got kids going in there...
Oh, but you
got
to wear a mask.
You know, right, but they're sneezing, their kids, you know, touching their noses and their snots and touching everything and, you know, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Right.
That's perfectly acceptable.
But places that, you know, provide solace and a way to connect and, you know... center and be connected to your higher power, whatever that may be.
Right.
That's not allowed.
No. You can't connect to each other. you can't connect to your higher self anymore, or mm-hmm. God, or whatever you want to, you know, put your faith into. So you're shut off.
It's a pretty dark agenda. It's pretty sinister.
It's very dark. Mm-hmm. It's very dark. So in knowing this whole thing, now we have this web over us, containing us, and we cannot escape into our higher self anymore. You know, or it's getting harder and harder for people who are, you know, very psychic and very in tune with things, and people who just want to, you know, be connected to God. So my suggestion is a couple of different things, and they're beefing up that frequency. It's getting, they're increasing it right now. They're turning on more towers. That's going to get more intense, particularly right now as we move through the winter months, fall and winter. And it's because, you know, they're fast tracking everything still too. I mean, the kids are in school now. If they're actually in the school and not homeschooled, they're being saturated by this microwave frequency.
Yeah, intentionally. And they have intentionally. To wear their masks.
And they have to wear masks.
And they're not allowed to really go outside and get fresh air. You know, they're not allowed to, you know, interact with each other really. I mean, they're completely shut off and isolated. Like, it's just, it's mind-blowing that that's even acceptable. Yeah. And parents, I mean, I guess, and a lot of parents, what are you going to do, you know?
Right. I think you'll find that a lot of parents are just, you know, trying to find a way to survive right now, because they lost months worth of income,
you know?
And now they need to go back to work.
They have to go back to work.
Yeah. Especially here in America. I mean, there's so much pressure on it. We can't survive on a one income household.
Well, that's kind of the agenda as well.
Exactly. That's part of it too.
Don't want you to be able to have sovereignty, to be able to, you know, be independent. They want us dependent on everything that they have to offer, which they have, you know, perfectly laid out for us, or are going to lay out for us, you know.
Yeah. So true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much to kind of explore.
Oh, there is an abundance of.
But you were talking about the schools and the saturation of the radiation.
Yeah.
The
system. So when you get your kids home at night, you know, do some cleansing. That energy, you know, you can do some cleansing. Mm-hmm. You can do some energy work.
Organite, is that?
That's a good one.
By their bed.
Yep. That's a really good one. Even if just simple quartz crystals, you know, quartz crystals. What are those? Space blankets.
Uh huh.
Sleep with a space blanket over you. Do not have your devices in the bedroom with you. Shut down.
Try to find a way to get a break from it.
Yeah. Get your devices out of your bedroom. You know, your phones, your computers, your TVs, your internet, everything. Shut it off and get it unplugged. Yeah. Unplug. Get off the grid. You know, get off of that stuff. Shut everything down. It's still going to be working because we all have smart meters on our houses.
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable. It's around us. I mean, it's kind of hard to completely, unless you go out, you know.
But if you think about it, you have all these frequencies. You not only have the 5G for the cell phones, you've got
your microwave.
You've got your cell phone. Yep, you got your computers, you got your TV. People have smart TVs nowadays.
Well,
you got your internet.
A smart TV.
Yeah.
And now if you're home remote learning, kids are right in front of the laptops for 8 hours a day.
Right.
That's another part of it.
Yeah.
The CMP,
Your electricity. Your electricity has...
The smart meters.
You have a smart meter on your house. That was the first thing that went in. You know, you got that. That was the first frequency
that
went
in. Yeah, that was... And that started
to that messed a lot of people up.
Yeah, definitely. That was like the beginning of it, you know.
Yeah. And that was more of a mild... You know, just think about beefing that all
but
up.
But if you're sensitive like us...
Right, and add all those other extra stuff onto it, all the other frequencies, and you're killing your body.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing your brain. You're killing your body. And that's exactly what they want. So try to, you know, try to do some salt water just came in too.
Yeah, salt water.
Mm-hmm. That was weird. I just channeled that. I don't know where. So salt water. Take
what
a bath
kind of
in Epsom salts.
Epsom salt, Himalayan sea
Himalayan sea salt. Yeah, anything sea salts or natural. I got to tell you, even if you only have regular old table salt, dump some in a bath and take a bath in it.
Mm-hmm.
That will help cleanse you. Use the blanket, the space blankets, crystals,
herbal teas. Can you think of
herbal teas? Are good.
Lots of teas that are gentle detoxifiers.
Yeah, what would you recommend for a certain tea for that? So.
Anything citrus, lemon, hibiscus.
Hibiscus. Oh, that's a good one.
That has the vitamin C.
Yep.
Root herbs that are root based, burdock, liver type cleansing herbs. Okay. Ashwagandha, astragalus, essential oils.
Oh, that's a good one too.
But you have to be really careful.
Yeah.
With essential oils, make sure you know what you're doing before you
do the research first.
Yeah, because they're powerful and they do cross the blood brain barrier. If you use them the wrong way, you can definitely cause problems. But those are amazing. Like, you can put them in the diffuser.
That's what I was just going to say, a diffuser.
Yeah, in your home, and, you know, cleanse the air and just put in some really good where you're breathing in that through the olfactory, through their nose, and it actually gets into your body and helps to kind of cleanse.
Oh, another thing I just thought of too, if you have a computer and you're sitting at, you mentioned it earlier, sitting at your computer for an extended amount of time, get a salt lamp.
I have one. I have five of them at least. Yeah.
Salt lamps, that helps to kind of diffuse that energy.
Yeah, counteract
as well.
It.
Yeah, it dissolves.
It puts that negative
ion.
Ionizes
it.
So there's definitely lots of things that you can do to boost your immune system, protect yourself. Walks in the woods. You know,
I was just going to say, get outside in the woods, take your mask off, breathe in the fresh air, get in the sunlight.
Walk along the beach if you can.
The beach.
Water of any.
Yep.
Would you like to add something?
Well, you stole my idea of essential oils, but did anybody say, like, a heating pad or a white blanket?
What's a white blanket?
A white blanket's like a blanket that has...
Oh, the weighted blanket?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I heard that when you have weighted blankets on you, it calms you down, protects.
It's definitely a comfort. It definitely is a comfort.
Might help with anxiety.
It helps with anxiety for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
cool. Thank you. That's 11. She's here to join us.
She's got little tidbits of info every now and then.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to mention about the electromagnetic frequencies, they're attracted to heavy metals.
Good point.
They're attracted to heavy metals, which we're...
We're saturated with them.
Again, right?
If you've had a vaccine in your life,
you're
saturated with heavy metals.
Processed foods. I mean, we're just breathing
stuff. Wait. Okay, we're in America here. We're talking about processed foods.
Yeah.
America. 70% of the foods in America are saturated with chemicals.
And completely depleted of nutrients.
And shit that doesn't do a damn good... been good for you and just kills your body, which is why we have so many physical ailments in the country.
The health system is obesity, a total wreck, like
heart disease,
diabetes.
I think diabetes is actually the number one.
Cancer.
There's one more thing. You can burn sage.
Sage is really good too. Changes the vibration.
Yep, sage is definitely.
Santo Palo oil. Is that how you pronounce it?
Palo Santo?
Palo is that Santo. It? I got some made over here. Let me look at
that
it.
Sounds right, but.
Palo Santo. That's it. Yeah. So there's some good things you can do to help protect yourself against these rays, since they are inevitable and there's no way to get around them right now. But I've actually been working on meditations and breathing techniques to, I probably shouldn't say that yet. We'll talk about that off air.
Well, I wanted to just point out that the electromagnetic frequencies and the heavy metals and that kind of sometimes settles in the lungs. And so what it does is it creates the cell membrane to be misshapen, to get sticky, and therefore the cells start to stick together and coagulate, and that's one of the symptoms of supposed COVID, is this not being able to breathe, this heaviness in the chest, right? But it's not like, it's a different type of heaviness. It's not right. Like allergy kind of related. It's a, I've heard it be described as just feeling like a dampness and like mm-hmm. a weight. And mm-hmm. it's because the cells are getting sticky and they're not smooth and bypassing each other like they normally should.
They're not interacting with each other like they do and bouncing off each other and
exactly.
moving.
Exactly. It changes the whole molecular structure of it. And then they can't pass through the bronchial tube. I forget like the what the tissue is made up of. So that's, you know, for me, that's kind of frightening.
And that is, yeah. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, and so people getting put on ventilators are getting treated for something that is not the
actual... And that's not going to work anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I don't know if that leads into what you were saying with breathing and the breathing techniques.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think anytime you direct your consciousness to your breathing and focus on your breathing and breathe more deeply in a conscious manner, you're going to help your body in any way, shape, or form anyway. I mean, if you focus on pulling in more oxygen into your body than you normally do without thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this for a second. When you're a parent and you've got your daughter here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, not that she stresses you out because she's amazing.
Oh no, never. We might have maybe had an incident this morning where I got a little bit upset, but anyway. Yes.
Okay. So when you get,
I wasn't breathing.
You're not breathing. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You tend to like hold your breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get in those moments and you become conscious, if you can stay conscious in that moment of what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and you realize you're holding your breath because you're like, blah, 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 yelling and mm-hmm. screaming at your kid.
When you really face just is turning bright red. I'm not getting enough
eyes
oxygen.
Are turning red. There's smoke coming out of your ears, mm-hmm. you know, and your nose is flaring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spitting.
Yeah. Spitting fire.
Yeah, it happens.
So if you were to actually be able to think about what you're doing and consciously connect to that, you'd realize that, oh my God, I'm not breathing.
I'm not breathing.
I have no oxygen coming into my body at all. So I need to breathe. Take some deep breaths. So you breathe deep down into your belly and you wave it up into your chest and you just fill your body with oxygen in a conscious manner.
Mm-hmm.
And you're connected to that. It relaxes you.
It definitely does. Instantly calms you.
It instantly calms you down. You know, there's one thing. I raised two boys, so I know what it's like too. So when you get to that point where you just want to like strangle them, you remember putting her in a corner, saying "time out." I don't know if you ever did this, but if you ever gave her a timeout,
yeah, I tried. It didn't really work.
The timeout isn't for her; it's for you. It's for the adult.
Because mm-hmm. you're gonna blow a gasket.
Yeah,
I might have a fucking stroke right now. Like,
yeah. So what do you do when you take that timeout?
Oh, I breathe.
You breathe. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, now I can
calm
breathe.
Myself down. Yeah. Or I drink some wine.
Drink some wine. That's the best way. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, if you can train yourself to start to count, or maybe some parents did this. I did this with my kids.
Count to 10.
Count to 10. Yeah. You count to 10. You tell your kid to count to 10. Mm-hmm. It's not because the kid needs it. It's because you need it. When you start counting, by the time you get to 3 or 4, you realize you're breathing as you're counting.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
And it's diffusing.
I'm good. It diffuses that, you know, it relaxes you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to attack that in a manner. You can actually think clearly. So it helps you think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you relax. It obviously is good for your body because you're letting go of the stress and the anxiety.
Mm-hmm. It's the same. And you're bringing in all that good oxygen to your organs and everywhere it needs to go.
Yep.
And
so, you know, it's the same thing as like stubbing your toe. You get up out of bed in the morning, first thing, and you stub your toe. What do?
You grab it and you like...
You hold your breath.
You hold your breath.
Yeah. And the pain continues mm-hmm. and continues and continues.
He's like
my
bee stung.
Yeah, you like your bee sting.
Still stinging.
So I'm going to challenge any of you listeners out there. Next time you hurt yourself, stub your toe or do anything like that, instead of holding your breath and going, oh, fucking.
You'll probably still do that.
Yeah, you will. But if you can consciously connect to it and force yourself to breathe through mm-hmm. it, once you start breathing, that pain goes away.
Yeah, that's another thing it
does. The pain goes away immediately.
As soon as you start breathing and intentionally breathing into an area that is...
Of pain. It goes away.
It dissipates.
It disappears. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah. So breathe.
Mm-hmm. You know. Breathe. It's kind of important.
It's like really important. It's just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. Everything.
Yep. So that's some ways we can, protect ourselves against the energy coming at us all the time.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, they kind of have no choice, right? Mm-hmm. They have to wear their mask. They have to abide for work. You know, it's required at their job, okay?
Oh, yeah. So, I know all about that.
Yeah. And it's...
So, let's talk about that for a second, okay? So here's what's happening in the world. It's not just the masks, okay? I actually, like I said before, I cannot wear a mask. There are certain reasons why I can't. I'm not going to say it on air, but there are some medical reasons why I can't wear a mask. And I'm an adamant, about... breathing techniques, because that's my forte, that's my specialty mm-hmm. and my healing modality. So I have to go to work because, hey, I gotta make a living, right?
Shit, you got bills to pay.
I got bills to pay. What do you know about that?
House, mortgage,
food. All that good shit. So work actually provides me with a shield. So I get to wear one of those funky little ugly
face shields.
Yeah. Which is all right, because I can breathe.
I was thinking of getting those for my workers.
Oh, if your workers have to wear masks.
They do.
Then you should definitely do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, they're physical. The job requires them to be extremely physical.
Oh, my God, that's right. I can't believe they're wearing masks doing what they do. That's crazy.
It crushes me, and I hate having to enforce it, but it's a requirement, because everybody's so fearful.
Wow, I never even thought of that. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I know, and I feel guilty because I'm not.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the one not doing.
But I'm like having to enforce it.
Not complying with the rules and regulations, but you're forcing your employees.
I am, and it goes against everything that I feel comfortable with, But that's
because you're not that person. You're not that person that's selfish and you're.
I know how important it is to breathe.
Yeah.
I know how important it is for them to get fresh air and.
So that's your homework now. You need to go get them some shields.
I will.
But did you know what the governor did with those shields, right?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh, what else?
So the shields aren't good enough. They're not good enough.
Even though they go completely around,
Well, they go to here, mm-hmm. and they come down to here. It's it covers your whole entire face, but mm-hmm. you still get airflow and you can breathe. And boy, I tell you, when those hot flashes come in, they all fog up. But that's another story. So anyway, but we had an issue at work. There were signs up where. It shows the mask and the shield mm-hmm. and that this is you have to do this, make sure you have your face covering on at all times, blah, 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 those compliant things. So apparently we have some people that we work with that are those mask non-mask Nazi? Wearer shamers.
Okay.
Yeah. And somebody went up one night and wrote with a black marker on the signs, "This is bullshit. This doesn't work.
Wow.
You guys are idiots." And, this is all the profanity on these signs.
Mm-hmm. Not condoning that at all, but kind of. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was on the shield part, not on the mask part, on the shield.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. These are mask wearers. These are Nazi mask wearers.
Okay.
That are bashing the people who can't wear.
Who are wearing.
Masks, who are wearing masks.
The shields.
No, they're wearing masks mm-hmm. and they want everybody to wear a mask.
Right, but they're. I think I misunderstood you initially, but they're targeting the ones that are wearing the shields.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they're upset that you're wearing shields because they feel...
Yep, they put a big X on the shield and put, you know, wrote profanity underneath it. This doesn't work. You know, blah, blah, blah. I don't even want to repeat. I didn't see it, but...
Okay.
So I came in to work one day and our security actually wears shields. Mm-hmm. And they're actually a little bit more... They're probably a little bit more protective than the ones that we wear. Because they have, like, they can flip them up and it's like they're really...
RoboCop
like type technology, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, like this, yeah. So I came in one day and I see all the security wearing masks and shields.
Oh, gosh.
And I said, so what the fuck's going on, guys? Oh, well, we're required to wear masks and shields now.
Masks and shields. Yeah. This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Mask and shields. They can't just wear one or the other. They have to wear both. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, the governor came down on the company. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. What's gonna happen to me now?
So somebody made a stink and, like, a phone call and...
Yep, yep.
Spotlight.
Yep.
This company is not complicit.
Not complying, even though we are. Right? Yeah, we're complying. We were complying.
When does it stop?
That's the thing. Stop? When does it stop? It's craziness. Mm-hmm. So now what's going to happen to those people who can't wear masks? We're going to end up, you know,
you're doing the out of right a job. Thing by wearing a shield.
Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to comply as much as I don't want to comply and acquiesce. Mm-hmm. It's just the way I have to make a living. So this goes on to what you were saying. People have to do this. So the other thing is, I can't go get groceries.
Oh, I know.
I can't go into a grocery store because, like your experience with Walmart, same thing.
Same thing.
I'm not allowed in. So I do the whole, order online and go pick it up.
Right.
Well, I also pay with cash.
Why do you do that? Why don't you use your credit card like the rest of us? I wonder.
That's a whole nother rabbit
hole. And that's not allowed now either.
That's not allowed now.
Isn't that interesting?
So you can't pay with cash online anyway. You can't even check out your order online if you're paying cash. You have to write a credit card number and type in a credit card number. And to top it off, you have to save it in their system.
Of course you do.
You can't just do like a one-time checkout and here's my number. Oh, no. You have to save it in their system.
You have to be identifiable.
Trackable. Mm-hmm. Identifiable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
now... You go
out
to a restaurant now. You have to give them your name.
Oh, I know that happened to us, too. We showed up at a...
And what else? Like...
Yeah, well, we showed up at a restaurant last week and, tried to go in for a beer at the pub. And luckily, there was a couple in front of us, they were wearing masks. We weren't, we don't wear a mask. Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Well, I can't anyway. And I'm certainly not wearing my shield for work out in the public. Oh, no, thank you. Mm-mm. So the waitress comes out and asks the couple, can I have your name and phone numbers? I looked at my husband. I said, we're out of here. Sorry. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. You're not getting my information.
And I think another thing that's really comical is that when you go to a restaurant, you have to wear a mask until you're seated.
I know.
But then you can take, like...
You take it off while you're there, and you're talking and interacting.
Yeah,
and
what if you sneeze? What if,
Well, if I hack a loogie.
It's just...
Right, exactly.
I mean... There's no logic.
None of it makes any sense. It's all to control us. It's how much how much
willing.
Is the world populace going to bend and break? Are we going to continue to bend, or are we going to break?
Yeah, and I'm seeing it kind of break, but I'm hoping.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the whole video about the woman being tased and arrested because she didn't have a mask on. Nobody stood up for her.
That's disgusting.
It is. It's horrifying. Mm-hmm. This
How
is ridiculous.
Get to that point?
What happened to the American people? You see, there are gatherings in other countries. In London, they have mass gatherings of thousands of people.
Do you know that?
Thousands and thousands of people standing up, not wearing masks.
Right, but they're going to
protesting
start
against
fining.
It.
They're going start finding people that are having gatherings in your own
home. In your own home.
That you own.
Yeah.
Your personal
space,
and they're going to fine you.
They're not allowed to have more than 6 people mm-hmm. in a house now. And that's only if you have more than, you know, if you...
Whatever
your family members are.
That's...
Yeah,
that's
you know, we're getting back to this whole, you know, what happened back in March and April.
Well, right.
It's fascism.
It is.
It's bullshit fascism. Mm-hmm. You know, welcome to the new world order.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's here.
So this is the, what do they call it? The Fourth Reich?
Wow, that was a fun, crazy episode. You could tell that Sol and I were excited to share some information that we feel is very important. I know that we were all over the place with this one, and it was probably a bit difficult to follow as there was so much crammed into what seemed to be such a short segment of time for us. But I guess that's what you get when you add late-night margaritas to a great conversation. We're just being ourselves, sharing our thoughts about what's going on in this crazy ass world today. So on that note, please remember that these are our own thoughts and opinions based on our knowledge, research, and individual experiences. So take what resonates with you, we'll leave the rest behind. Till next time, blessed be, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.